Hey, what's up, content marketers? This is your content marketing podcast that helps you market you, your brand, or your business in the 21st century. Now, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. Whether you're new to the game or a veteran, this podcast is probably for you. My name is Des, and I'm the head content creator at Outsource My Content. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to optimize your website for voice search. Voice search is one of the newest technologies that has taken over searching for products on the internet. Look, voice search optimization is a process to optimize your website, so it can be found in voice searches. So why should we optimize for voice search? Now look, voice search is faster and easier. When you're talking into your phone, or you're talking into one of the Amazon devices or Google devices, it's so much faster to get your search queries answered. It's also appropriate and convenient as well. Most of the time, we're not actually sitting at our desktops. We are actually on the move, or we're in a situation where we just can't get to a laptop or a desktop. So it's just easier to actually do a voice search instead of typing anything into your phone or your laptop, etc. Also, it's ideal for mobile. We're in a mobile world at the moment, and voice search is so important to that. So how is it different from traditional search? Voice search keywords are longer and they're generally conversational. So when we're on a desktop, we might type make a chocolate cake, for example, or chocolate cake recipe. However, when we use voice, we might say, hey Alexa, how do I make a chocolate cake at home? Now, when you're writing content, it needs to be more conversational and also include maybe like an FAQ at the end. And this will really help your article, really help your website when we're talking voice search. Also, if you've got a local business, search is going to be a priority for you guys. Look, people are curious about new places and activities, so they turn to voice search on their smartphones in order to find the perfect place for them. They can ask a question like, you know, where is the best cafe around here? Or just even saying to their phone, I'm hungry, and it will literally go off and it will start searching for food places where they can eat that are local. And it's not uncommon to find someone searching for a restaurant on their phone in public, even if they're outside of the restaurant. They're looking for reviews, they're looking for things that people have said about that restaurant before they choose to eat in there, guys. The great thing about voice is it's prompt and it's also to the point. So we recommend here at Outsource My Content to have a TOC, which is a table of contents, at the top of each article. The output of voice searches is mostly the featured snippets part that we get from traditional searches. So summarize what you're going to talk about at the very top of your article. Google understands when it comes to voice searches, quick and immediate answers are their priority. So the keyword research part of it isn't really that different. It's basically long tail. One way to make the voice search experience more helpful is by including a question in your keyword list. You'll also want to include questions like what, how, and when, and so on, for a better chance of getting found through these queries. You also have filler words. So filler words are basically important to make questions more conversational and human. These filler words include I, the, of, the, on, the, to, and for. So get my words out. And if you're unsure about how to find these sort of keywords, you can use tools like SEMrush or even Answer the Public. One way you can optimize your website for voice search is actually improving the loading time of your website. Look, it's all about user experience now. If you have a slow loading website, then Google just won't choose your article as a snippet, nor would it show it high in the SERPs either. There are several page speed websites you can use. Obviously, the main one is, if you just type into Google Page Speed Insights, or you can use other companies like GT Metrics and even Pingdom. These will kind of give you an idea of how you can actually improve the loading time of your website. A few quick tips: you can reduce the size of your plugins and your scripts, you can optimize your images, and you can also use browser caching as well. Now look, in the article link to this podcast, I'll give you some more tips on that as well. Don't forget, guys, to improve your content readability as well. It's really important to write readable content that has a standard reading level, because it helps you rank. If it's far too complicated and people click onto your article and then click off within a few seconds, obviously that's going to affect your bounce rate, but it's also going to affect the way you rank in search as well, because obviously Google is looking at all of those signals in order to rank you. So a bonus for this podcast: These are basic, but I'm going to go through them anyway. These are like things like producing transcripts for all of your videos and audio files so they can be found through text searches as well. Create a sitemap. I know most of you have probably got this by now, but create a sitemap and obviously link all of those sitemaps that you have for your website into the Google Search Console as well. So it gives you great data for that. Include all the headings, subheadings, and on every page includes headings and subheadings. This is really, really important. When I look at websites, I don't see enough of people using the headings and subheadings properly. And also make sure you have plenty of images on each page and include an alt tag as well. Use keywords in the title tag and also the description. All right, so I hope that helps, guys. So as always, if you need any content for your website, feel free to check us out at outsourcemycontent.com. I'll be upfront and say we're not the cheapest, but we like to think we're the ones that care about your results going forward. So guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.